Hello and welcome to Moogle Go Around episode 80. Supposedly I just jumped 100 episodes in my head, but yay!
180! Oh, playing darts.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, good afternoon.
How are you evening. Today?
I'm doing all right. I woke up, I've had broken sleep, all this week because sadly one of my dogs is getting old and we have to, I have to help them get outside to actually go for a pee. So I've been having broken sleep all day.
To be fair, when
that's true.
Hell, I tried to last night. I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go to bed. Not long.
One message later.
Susan, we need people for raid. Mind your... That was interesting last night.
Let's say I did get very frustrated last night.
I could tell. That's why I made
you... Yeah, I thought I went straight ahead. Well, I tried to.
Anyway, let's talk to our guest. Hey, Rob.
Hello, I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me on.
No, thank the break for come back.
Interestingly, Shadowbringers had nothing to do with it. So I've had an on again, off again sort of love apathy relationship with this game since 1.0. I used it as a bench test for a really, really old rig back in 1.0 when they were letting you play it for free because it was garbage. And I absolutely loved it. I was a big 11 player, so the idea of a new Final Fantasy Online was awesome, but it never really clicked, so I drifted in and out of this and EVE Online and WoW and all the usuals, and the last time I properly played, I was just looking while we were chatting, and it's the last time I played with any intensity was when there was the Yo-Kai Watch crossover, which was almost exactly 2 years ago, and just before Shadowbringers came out, and I was unaware there was an expansion upcoming, I thought, you know what, I really want to go back and try again. So logged in and went, why is there a queue of 800 people to get on my server? I don't know. Stuff it. I'll just roll on one of the new servers. They must be overpopulated. So rolled on a new server and then went, oh, there's an expansion out next week. So the timing lined up.
Your character has the...
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He has the big fat spunk wheel.
The big fat
sucks.
Yeah, it was a surprising choice for me for inclusion, but I had to get it when I saw it.
Oh yeah. By the way, I guess that was.
See, I loved 11. My 11 experience was really casual. So my 14 experience, certainly in its new incarnation, has been very newbie. But I'm sort of working my way up through content, which I've never done before. My 11 experience, I never had a group to play with, and so it was a lot of really hardcore grindy leveling. And then one bad drunken night where I'd lose 6 levels and go, stuff this.
Do you remember?
Not off the top of my head, I can't.
Did it start with
Yes, it did.
Oh, sweet, yay!
Wow, there you go.
Yay, a sure bro.
Absolutely. I ended up doing nothing but fishing in that game because it was the one thing I couldn't lose levels at.
Once I got max levels, known for just the guy who would just go to... just sat there, shout and say, hi!
I think I found one static group one weekend and it was the happiest day of my life because I made 30 levels and I unlocked jobs, and that was I really, really, really wanted to level summoner in that game because getting the summons was hard. But I only managed to get, I think, one or two summons in the whole thing, and it was so difficult, but it was so addictive.
Final Fantasy 11 is actually 0.0 came. Ooh. So I was still that when came out.
Yeah, they've burned me for the last time.
But then I came back for it. I was like, yeah. For anyone that wonders why I play in North American data centers were in Canada. North American and Europe were all in the same location.
Ah.
This happened, about a year, where they moved. But by then...
That seems fair. It's all about community.
Yeah, I had a house held down.
See? And they say it's not like real life.
So, do you want us to tell...
Absolutely. I mean, I came back completely ignorant of Shadowbringers. And then started a Twitter account, Adventures, mainly because about a week after I got back into it and was really addicted, I had a full day on a train to London and back, and I couldn't play. So I thought I'll just tweet about it instead. And got a few people following and commenting, and it was sort of quite encouraging. So I kind of linked into the community through it. But this time round, previously I've tried every job. I'm a complete butterfly when it comes to gaming, hobbying, whatever. I do bits of wargaming here or there. I do card games. I do PC games, console games, anything that's new and shiny. And so the job system I've always liked in 14 because I can keep a character, and if I'm bored or I'm not focused, I can switch jobs and do something else. But it's a curse as well, because I just end up doing like 20 levels on every job and never get anywhere. So this time around, I thought I'm going to push through the MSQ a bit. And I'd done almost no MSQ on previous characters. So I think my last main got to about 44, 45 on Paladin. And that was about it. This time round, I rolled on a new server, which was only completely accidental because I tried to log into my old server and gone, it's a queue of 800 people. I don't know why this is. Maybe the game is oversubscribed. I will roll on this new server. Not realizing they put new servers in because the expansion was coming out, and the new server had a big fat XP buff. So I've been leveling quite quickly, which has let me try lots of stuff out. But it's also let me sort of push through the MSQ without having to work at it. So I started the week before Shadowbringers came out, and I'm just starting Stormblood, but I've not been rushing any content. I've been doing all my side quests, I've been leveling retainers, I've tried a chunk of crafting, I've got Fisher at 55, I've got three different crafting jobs at about 30 to 35, which is where I tend to bog down with them. But I think the thing that's just drawn me on, the reason I'm sort of so far in the MSQ, is you don't realize till you've got to a certain point, and everybody says this about A Realm Reborn, which is keep going, it just gets better and better. There's a point where the story just grabs you. And my overriding experience has just been I think the story experience is better than most single player games I've played, and certainly better than any other MMO. It just sort of keeps you coming back.
Well, you can definitely see how they've been technique over the years, though. Realm Reborn had dry bits. Heaven's Ward was on Blair.
Yeah, and that, worse, that's...
But I personally just don't like being too different. But
see,
it's
just hit that. Yeah, I've just hit that because I got into Kugani yesterday, and I'm like, okay, and now it's really expensive to go. And I've sort of set everything up cleverly, but it feels a bit disjointed. Heaven's Ward was one of the most fun things I've ever done in gaming, and I've been gaming for now 31, 32 years. And Heaven's Ward was just so brilliant. It had such pace and scope, and even the side quests were just really engaging and brilliant.
Yeah, for Stormblood, it's a good story, and I really can't wait for you. So, did you try any?
No, so I've done nothing more than 8-man content. So I started off, I started originally with Arcanist because I wanted to do Summoner because that was what I played in 11, and then I got to sort of level 20-ish, 30-ish. It must have been where you got jobs, and I thought, you know what? I want to do something useful in group content. I don't like long DPS queues, and I'm sort of fed up with coasting on other people's coattails. I'm going to heal. So through all of Realm Reborn, I went White Mage up to level 55. And then when I unlocked Astrologian, I did Astrologian up to level 60 through Heaven's Ward, which I was really enjoying. So I've done quite a lot of sort of 4 and 8 man content, but I've not jumped in the raids yet.
So to be honest, I'm looking at New Game Plus, which so it means
that'd be good. I was talking to some people in my free company who were saying that they'd leveled, one of them had leveled 5 alt characters all the way through A Realm Reborn, not boosted any of them, and I just thought, I loved it, I really enjoyed it. When I finished it, I felt a real sense of achievement. By the time I'd done the chunk of quests between Realm Reborn and Heaven's Ward, I was desperate for Heaven's Ward, but I don't think I could face doing it again.
When I made my character on Guild, anyone that does chili roast swinging was made a joke by Christmas. So yeah, I love it. By the way, if you ever want the best Christmas shows, Moog will go around and bring. That's the only thing we can promise.
That's all I look for in life.
Anything from fictional characters to hosts nearly getting murdered. Yeah, we were sat here at like one door is people banging my front door and buzzing my. By the way, spoilers, my front door is just made of glass.
It's just like.
I'm still sat here recording the podcast while we can hear bang, bang, bang. It's fine, everyone. If I'm murdered, we've got it recorded.
Nobody panic. Here's my address. This is what I was called.
We have enough lines of dialogue from all my podcast. Generate an AI version for the rest of it.
Mourn me on stream.
We've also got Flats and Chat saying my liver knows the Christmas here. Spoilers. Yeah, we go. So one Christmas, as we've done this show for nearly 2 Christmases, one reason we had 2 podcasts on. We had Flatters from Maelstrom Radio, and then we had the She Heals I Tank crew, and we got plastered drunk.
Yeah.
That so episode went for 3 hours.
Yeah, it did. I don't even know what we...
Kunteklusia.
Hey, I can't cry about that.
Kunteklusia. And then that's when we made Aloba Boobo and Chili Rose look at them. We're just so plastered. In the end, we just boosted those characters, and now they're like our second home
characters. Man, I'll level that character up. Looked at what I had to do for a Ram Reborn. Looked at my wallet. And that's
I'll take
it's all a cost-benefit analysis.
He drank...
Wasabi.
Is that poison backwards?
Yeah, probably. I know we had I think we had some great episodes. I don't know why we're talking about our old episodes now when we've gone.
I googled Wasali.
You have to reflect on the old episodes when you're doing episode 180.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Which we're doing right now.
Yeah, I know.
Wasali punch neighbor / teacher gift.
You drank some teacher gift. Was
that's a really cynical accusation.
Wasali just punch your neighbor or teacher.
No, you're drinking Windows. UPVC Windows Salis Wasi.
Maybe it's UPVC window cleaner. That stuff will get you on your backside.
This episode is New Game Plus. Yeah, see? we include our really bad stuff, so we include a Ram Reborn.
Yeah, and we have to do it all again.
We're looped.
It's like, what was it like? So you stopped at, was it 1.0?
Yes, I did. I can't remember how far I got in 1.0. I mainly did crafting because the crafting system was different to most of the sort of modern Western WoW style MMOs, which was just click and do it. There was some element of randomness to it. Although I think, if I remember rightly, and, you know, 1.0 is a long time ago and I drink a lot. But if I remember rightly, there was all that stuff around, like, what the element was and where you were facing and all that kind of stuff.
That.
It was very 11-y, which was very appealing, but I was too lazy to be any good at it and do all the reading around it. So I can't remember quite how far I got in 1.0, but I sort of drifted away when the subscription came in because it wasn't holding my interest that well. And at that time, I was playing a lot of EVE Online. And then I came back in, I think I came back in with Heavensward, and then went away again, completely skipped Stormblood, and came back with Shadowbringers without realising.
Yeah, good choice. I still remember in 1.0 where you actually had a cap on.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Also, you could only teleport.
Oh, you see, I've got the old rose-tinted glasses where I had a brand new PC rig and it looked pretty on that, and it was like a pretty version of 11 in terms of skin, and therefore I felt like I was back home but with higher res graphics, and I remember it being really good. But there's a reason that I never stuck it out in 1.0, and in 5.0 I've put just under 400 hours in 3 months. Yeah, I mean, it helps that last year I went self-employed. It doesn't make it sound like I do an awful lot of work, but I can be flexible with my hours.
For a website called PlayStation Universe. I'm like, I'm playing it. I'm working.
Yeah, it's work, honest. Yeah, so I've been sort of not sleeping much, slotting things around. I did, just before I came on, I thought, I'll just do a slash played. I was like, that can't be right. I've only been playing 3 months. Oh, well.
I think my main...
Nice.
Flyers wants to take us, which I thought was some sort of deliciousness to catch. I'm really sad.
Which is... Yeah, it's less rude than I thought, having read it. Yeah. I thought it was some kind of special swimming without clothes. Wishful thinking.
Not to, even to their worst enemy. I was... 1.9 was good. They just couldn't figure out how to code games. That's correct. 1.0...
Yeah, I never had the hate for it. I remember 1.0... fondly, but I'm glad I'm not playing it now.
I mean, we do have one. We obviously 1.0 had the...
I've got the word noob in my name. I'm going with no.
Paul?
No.
Equipable race specific. We don't have those anymore. Where's my monk panties?
You don't have those anymore. I'm wearing mine right now.
I mean, we have them in real life, but we can't equip them on our character.
I have crafted my own.
I'm completely commando. I wear a big suit of armor over there.
With your hands in a mud hole, catching catfish. Them some big fish.
Depends on how big your torso is.
Well, I'm kind of short, fat catfish.
does that mean that mine's gonna be really long, long and fat as well? Oh no.
Lala, but no, I mean, I'm down for that.
There's one thing I wanted to do in America, and that's what I'm going to go alligator hunting.
Okay.
Is that a standard tourist thing? And is it done with dynamite?
Maybe. I don't want to be with the hillbillies, make moonshine and shit. Like, hell yeah, brother.
And then next time I go to America, I tank.
Because those are words I never thought I'd hear. I will never listen to that podcast, watch that stream the same way again.
Because I said, oh, I've never been to like that. They're like, oh, okay. Next year. Like, okay.
Yeah, we'll put it on the tourist calendar.
Next to Axe.
Now, that would be cool.
Yeah, they did it last year. You can pay throw stuff like Axe.
Pretty cool. I love javelin throw.
You see, I'm jonesing really badly for all my podcast content because the first thing I did on coming back was resub to all the podcasts I used to listen to, plus new ones. You guys were on there, She Heals I Tank, Gather Together, Etherite Radio, and tons of people that I'm missing off the list. And I did like a whole week of crash listening to really interesting stuff. And then the next week, everyone's coming out with Shadowbringers spoilers. I was like, right, all I've heard is how good Shadowbringers is in the pre-spoiler shows. I'm going to choose to not spoil it because I'm going to get there. So I've been on a complete podcast ban ever since, just in case.
Well, we weren't talking. Apart from, and Talon's at LBR. I had so much fun
that
at their
was
after
sad.
Party because I was at the after.
You see, LBR were a huge part of my 11 experience. They got me all the way through 11. I used to listen to them long after I stopped playing.
Oh, yeah, I still. So you can go watch them still, although they don't do it Point Radio.
Okay.
Which is an actual syndicated
show. Yeah. Nice. Really good. I actually listened to it because it's all about esports, and I enjoyed it because I'm a bit because I like my esports, League of Legends, Counter Strike, Overwatch, okay. All that gives you. I like saying that. Yeah, that's my sport, even though I did watch like World Cup and stuff, football and shit. But
see, I would say also go check out Molson Radio, but that'll be if they ever do it.
Yeah.
Feed. I'm just waiting for that button to ping.
Same.
In fact, the host is right here. So
he literally is right here.
There he is, right there. Fires.
He's literally the third host of our podcast because he can't do a podcast. Dude, I just raised some nice shame right there.
I can't believe we outlasted Mouse from Radio. I don't like that. Come back, Flatus, and beat us. Sad part is he has permission to join this Discord anytime, so he could jump in and shut us up. He has that power.
Oh no, I got a message. Okay, no, from Skate Squad. I thought he was like messaging me. I better die. Damn.
It's flat as he's not going to jump in.
You just jump right in. I kind of want to sound clip that now later.
Anyway, there was a live layer recently, and I don't want to talk with you. Did you know who dungeon was?
Nah, I never thought a new dungeon would be announced.
And a trial.
Well, we kind of all knew that because obviously there are stuff that we're still waiting for. Something's in the works, in like 2 years. You're going to get past Christmas. It's going to be 2020 and you're going to have one podcast out.
They can't talk about it. Okay.
They can't talk about it. That means it's never going to happen.
It's going to happen sometime. Please look forward to it.
Well, fucking Moogle Run is going to be episode 100 and then
we'll
again,
we actually be on 100.
Yeah, we'll actually run out of it and then it'll come.
Also, there's
I'm currently looking for a group.
I'm still struggling with extremes.
Trust me, Savage, it's
okay.
It feels bad when then it if I can do it.
That one they're going to put in your tombstone.
Yeah.
Like if anyone can do it. No, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
No, on my tombstone would be my tank.
You literally would.
My tombstone would just be a list. It don't even exist anymore. This podcast. Here lies Chili. What? Twitch?
It's a bunch of URLs. It's going down.
Anyway, live letter. Also, we learned 4-man raid will be based on Nier, which literally nothing kind of
the art does look good. The art does look good, though.
Yeah, it's out in 4 weeks.
Well, yeah. Didn't they release, like, one thing? I don't know. They like, did a screenshot of just, like, he's fucking here. I see him lurking in the fucking corner. Do you think I don't have Discord on my other screen?
The
podcaster himself has entered.
The podcaster
himself has entered the room.
You did summon me. So.
Welcome.
Don't. Well, like Chili's got like a little cloak on and she's like, welcome. We've then, done it. We summoned them.
He's just got a little pile of cards saying, "Do you want to play a children's card game?
Do you want to play a children's card game with me?
Do you want to play a children's card game?" Hi. I mean, I can't talk about it. But note that I have connections to a certain. I have connections to a game company that's working on MMO. And I'm trying to make some moves and shakes happen. And we're reformatting Maelstrom Radio. It's all, like that's just some things. Like I sat down and like reformatted the show and told Shin about it today. So there's some little things I could talk about, and he's interested. And things will be good. It'll even be on Patreon. So
like, God, so yeah. Selecting nudes.
What? No, what?
A tier maybe nude or selling underwear.
Yeah.
Is that what Patreon's for?
I'm going to sell our bathwater.
I was going to say, how much for your bathwater?
I mean, if you go back through our tweets, it's a glass jar full of brown mysterious liquid. So if you want it,
I've already.
Yes, I'll sell it to you.
I've already pre-ordered, but I contacted you.
Yeah. I wonder if I reposted that picture and said, I have Slavic, like hard base juice. If you drink this, you're gonna be like slab squatting. And
so yeah, were you also disappointed?
You watched me stream it live. You saw my reactions.
I was half asleep. Obviously.
Oh yeah, I was in bed.
So
hell, I was more interested in that game you played afterwards.
Shout out to the developer for letting me play Super Dodgeball Beats.
Also, what happened to my free code?
I love how we're discussing that now. Like, message me, like, hey, bitch.
It's called air and dirty laundry.
Sounds about right. Here's the thing. After coming off such a strong, strong showing, right, with Shadowbringers, and the writer of Shadowbringers getting teary-eyed at Gamescom about, she wrote an amazing... She wrote the best Final Fantasy story in a long time. Hands down, one of the best Final Fantasy stories. That's beating out 15. That is beating out 10 to me for some aspects of it. Like, I think Shadowbringers...
I don't know. I think 13 kind of beats it.
13 doesn't count for a lot of reasons. 13 doesn't count for a lot of reasons. But no, seriously, like, she wrote a phenomenal... Now, I don't know if her writing continues in each patch. It might not, because that's, she might not write the whole story. She might just say, all right, I'm going to write the main story, and then I'll write 5.2 for, they might just get... Kind of like how, when you watch TV shows, there's not... any specific director or writer on each episode. Like, you could tell, good episodes versus a weird episode. And that might be the case, where it's, 5.1, it's just going to be more of, all right, we're going to get a little bit of story, we're going to get whoever, because they didn't say who, but we can kind of guess who, trial, extreme trial. We're going to get we're gonna get a Fungin.
A Fungin and a Beast Tribe. So that's
and then we're gonna get the rework for crafting. That's how it's gonna be for the rest of the expansion.
The reworking.
Those trees did look awesome.
Tree hashtag tree hype.
Trees.
I might name that this
tree hype.
Tree hype.
Yeah.
I don't know
if you can get. Tree hype fucking trending, it'll beat out Arbor Day, and they'll be sad.
It's like, we are also getting some class upgrades, Summoner, Ninja, I can't remember the other one.
classes, nobody cares about.
I wouldn't say care about yet, the Ninja player base has gone down. That's because it's really hard to get the most output.
Because they messed up.
I wouldn't say it's messed up. It's still a fun cast. It's just that it.
They messed up. They figured we'll just give this an impossible rotation, and then didn't count for server ticks. And they were like, whoopsie doodle. And then now they're like, now that we know how Dancer works, we can make Ninja work.
It's just like people are saying, well. Why don't I just have a dancer instead of a ninja? It's like, but Ninja stood at, like, if I look at the logs, Ninja is still up there. Let me get my shit out.
I don't give a shit. Let me get my shit out. I mean, if you can get somebody that can somehow still play it relatively well or is close to the server, you'd have less of a server tech. You could probably.
Yeah, that's why most people, I say people, yeah. In the most...
Everybody in California, everybody in the West Coast can play Ninja and no.
I don't know, it's... my raid league Japan, basically.
How's that going? That did. That's not my question. How's it going? Oh, he's cleared. Well, he's just sitting there looking at Titan. I'm done it, boss.
I did. No, I think he's enjoying it. Otherwise, why would he keep it?
It's true.
I mean, it could be one of those things where it's his... Like, for me, Dark Knight's my favorite class. I don't think it's an entirely great spot, but it's my favorite class, and I'll still play
it. Well, no, it's not a great spot just because, it kind of made it a reskin of Warrior with, obviously, Derivium. Basically, you're doing Felcleaves, but they made something really nice with Dark Knight where it actually has... the timer on your dark side buff, but it's actually on there, other than Warrior's eye thing. I can't remember what it was for a second. And I play Warrior, where that is still so small on your debuffs that sometimes you forget about it, and then you're like, ah, shit, it fell off. That's like 10% of my damage off.
Yeah, you know, well, the timer...
I wish they had a timer like that for Warrior. That's what I think they should have done, so people could make it, make it easier so you could see it. You know, Dark Knight, it's in a weird position because I liked it back in the Shadowbringer where it had Dark Side and it could use, like, it had its own identity. Now it doesn't. It's just, it's like a Warrior clone. You know,
with a friend. Yeah, it's a Warrior clone with a helper.
It's basically like a fucking summoner, but a tank. With a Warrior aspect, you know, it's like a summoner and a Warrior just did a fucking fusion. They just, like, Dragon Ball Z'd it, fused together, and they made that.
They call mine Craig.
It's like, you know, and it's like with DPS, like Ninja, I'm still better than Bard, Red Mage, and Dancer. You know, they're still great. They're still good.
Dancer doesn't count. Dancers are a weak attempt at a support class that literally is more support than damage.
What a lot of players like, though. Even me, I love to play a support class. That's why I played Bard in A Realm Reborn, because it was a support class.
Yeah, but have you not seen that meme where the samurai goes up to the static and it's Bart Simpson and Milhouse, and it, like, Bart's coming back and Milhouse is like, are we in? Are we cool? And Bart's like, no, they must have seen you, and Milhouse is the dancer. Are we in? Are we cool? No, they must have seen you. It's every expansion. Like, I expect, like, I can't, I'm not mad. I don't know if I should feel that this is every expansion at this point, and it's the predictable setup at this point, where it's just like, there's gonna be, like, everyone's like, well, they'll just fix it in a couple patches, but then by the time, like, the end of the expansion hits, right, then it's like, all the classes are fixed. Guess what's coming next?
Guess what's coming next? Oh, another expansion!
Another expansion, and then fucking it all up again, no worries. Coming right
up. Yeah, like, they do, like, fuck up a class, or maybe two classes, if you're lucky.
Normally it's the classes.
It's always one class against one. But they didn't. Oh yeah, to be fair, they did fuck over Monk. Yeah, they did fuck over that because they got, like, no, like, cool moves and everything. It was just.
They had the worst job.
Yeah.
But was Dragoon though in Heavensward? I don't think Dragoon was actually. Yeah. Was it? I thought it was actually really well done because the Fang and Claw kind of bring it, like, into their aspect. There were no RNG moves
for Dragoon.
Well, yeah, but that's like saying, oh, I need to do my side positional. You know, it could either be back or side positional.
Then,
but then you just move. It's like playing Monk.
fun as...
What,
I remember Dragoon's complaining about...
It was more of the timer. And no, it was their skill speed.
That was it.
It's like they relied so much on having really bad skill speed. Like, if they were over it, they would just clip so much. So that was, like, the whole thing with it.
Anyway, we've got a guest, Rob.
I bet he's enjoying this because he's seen the iteration of classes.
The thing is, I'm looking at it like Rogue was the very first job I did when I came back with this character, because I wanted Ninja, and this has no impact on the conversation in that it's nothing to do with Endgame. I got to 30, got Ninja, got my Ninja skills, and went, I'm playing on PS4, I don't have enough room for all this stuff on my hotbar, and I'm level 30. Now, since then, I figured out hotbars and extended hotbars and W hotbars and all the other stuff. Like, I'm all right now, I've got buttons. But initially, I just went, right, that's it, Ninja's off. I can't figure this shit out. And then went on to healing and healed my way all the way through to Heaven's Ward and healed my way right up to the point where you fight Nidhogg, at which point I went, I now have to be a Dragoon because that was badass. And so I'm now seeing the good side of Dragoon. Certainly it's been good for me anyway. And I then took Dragoon from 1 to 66 all through Heaven's Ward, finished Heaven's Ward and went, I want to do a new class for Stormblood. So that's my input to that. I think the thing for me is to do, it's sort of to experience everything the game has to offer. So although I've done quite a lot of progression in a short amount of time, it's been slightly aided by the XP bonus on the server and slightly aided by the fact that I've managed 400 hours in 3 months. And actually, I'm still doing side quests. And what I'm keen to do is to sort of dive into crafting in a sort of serious way. I've done some gathering stuff, particularly around fishing. I think my miner's around 35 and my botanist is as well, so I've just been trying everything out. But I've leveled a couple of DPS, I've leveled 2 healers and 1 tank. And what I've just started doing, so I'm leveling Gunbreaker through Stormblood, and tanking was my big sort of fear. Not so much because I felt the responsibility, because I've done healing through dungeons and healing through trials and stuff. I don't know where to go. I don't know dungeon mechanics. It's like, I don't want to be the guy who either isn't pulling enough and therefore is slowing the dungeon down, or is just running in the wrong direction. But actually, the one thing I've found is the community is generally, there's always an asshat or two, but generally the community is brilliant. So I've gone in and just every time I go in, I'm like, look, I'm new to tanking. I've done this dungeon, but I haven't tanked it before. Everybody's really good with go here, go there, watch the cleave on that, maneuver them over to the corner of there. And once you've done it a couple of times, it isn't that difficult. I find it easier than healing. So actually that's taken the sort of the fear away from me. So my next step is to start tanking 8-man content, especially extreme stuff where there's tank swaps, because that's my only remaining sort of anxiety is I don't know what I'm doing, and there's a lot of it's pugs, so I'm just doing it with randoms, and that's just sort of iterative stuff. So really it's diving into the more of the 8 and then the 24 man content is my next sort of thing I'm excited about.
Well, for tank is your best friend, because basically they made tank swaps incredibly,
yeah, that's it. For me it's just mechanics, it's knowing when to do that and sort of communicating that with another random. And the FC that I'm in at the moment is relatively small. We're growing. But at the moment, we're all in slightly different places in terms of level and progression because we're on a new server. So we're a bit more spread out than a traditional FC would be. So we're not doing a lot of sort of group FC content. But I think once we all start to push towards 80, that's going to start to be something we do, and it'll become much easier.
Do you feel like your FC?
I think so, yeah. There's been talk of that already. And it's not something I've paid a lot of attention to be honest, but the guys are quite keen on it.
To be honest, I think it's how many people for certain events, yeah. Which it's definitely got, it's basically what Flatus asked for when I did the interview. So you're welcome, Flatus.
Yeah.
It took several years.
Fuck.
Is there anything else you want me to request?
Oh my God.
Just... Maelstrom Radio, we want that back.
Yeah, we want that back.
Yeah, we want that back.
Your guitar killed it. I'm just kidding.
Thank you for the follow. Be Yister.
We're one of the endings from Nier.
Oh, is that the one where we have to delete our save?
Yep, that's the one.
I should have spoiled that. It has so many endings.
I don't know if that's something you need to apologize for, because they don't actually know the ending. You just know you have to delete the save.
There's like, well, I've never actually played it,
24, A through Z, 26. I don't know. There's a lot of letters in the alphabet, and they follow most of them.
Okay. Including ones that...
Sorry, 8 more followers, guys, and we'll do that giveaway. 8 more followers.
Don't you mean 7? 7.
7.
Well, it's refreshing. And you should... Come on, refresh more. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Finally updated for me.
I was going to ask Rob a question since I'm here.
Go ahead. Fire away.
Rob, as somebody who's coming back and playing the game... essentially the prior expansion, Do you feel, and I think I might know your answer, but do you feel that you feel like as a player of the game, you prefer taking that kind of break and coming back and playing it prior to Shadowbringers? Like, you're okay. Like, I feel like it would be dope to come back and just be like, I have all this content ahead of me, and you can play through it and take this big break.
See, I think it's nice. I would prefer it, actually. I think if the stars had aligned, I would have loved to have sort of made my random decision to come back so that I neatly transitioned from the end of sort of like 4.4, 4.5, whatever it is, so that I was ready to get hyped for the expansion with everyone else. So that I wasn't having to sort of drop podcasts and ignore content from different sort of streamers and stuff until I can be confident there's not spoilers. When I started, I was like, I don't really care about spoilers because I'm not going to get to Shadowbringers for ages. And then everybody in the sort of podcasts and the streams and things in the like pre-spoiler shows, like, we're not doing spoilers, but this storyline is so good. And I thought, well, I'm enjoying ARR at the moment and I'm enjoying Heavensward. If it's that good, I've managed to avoid spoilers so far. This is an invitation for internet jerks to send me spoilers. But so I would rather have done it so that it was a bit more seamless, and a little bit of me sort of feels the pressure, and I'm not rushing anything, but a bit of me sort of feels like I really want to get into that content. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. I started a new character because I felt I had sort of characters at sort of mid-40s, late-50s that I could have finished ARR with. But because I'd started this new one thinking I'll only be in for a month, it sort of feels completely fresh. And there is so much to do in the game at that end. Whereas I think if you finished Stormblood when it came out and then waited and waited and waited, and then there's this big sort of dump of Shadowbringers stuff, you kind of push through that. And then you get that natural burnout towards the end of, well, now we're waiting for the next dungeon and the next raid and the next bit. Whereas I'm like, I haven't played Mahjong yet. I haven't done this and that. You know, there's so much extra content. And I know that's where the end game's at. Everyone's playing Mahjong.
Rob, I don't know. I know this is a bit of spoiler territory right near, but trust me, 5.1 has ultra text for Mahjong.
Yeah, it's good. It's got higher texture.
Don't tell me that. I'm now going to have to push hardcore content. This is no good. I came back. I was like, all right. I didn't do, other than a tiny little bit of playing cards, I did very little of the rest of the content in the Golden Saucer. And I came back and was like, and now they've added more stuff, and I've still got other things to do. But one day I will play Mahjong.
And you'll get to play in the new ultra high textures.
Listen, I'm gonna give you a warning. There's no spoiling Mahjong. It's Mahjong. But I will say this. I went in there with the high. I'm gonna play Mahjong because I figured like it's a long game, right? And I figured that the payout would be fairly high, right?
Yeah.
And then I played it, and then I left after like the hour and a half game that it takes to go through. And by the way, people sit there and actually make really long decisions, and it takes longer. Like, there's a countdown timer, and I'm just, like, sad. I'm like, just make your freaking... Just Rishi! Rishi!
It doesn't matter.
And it doesn't. And I'm just screaming at my computer, and I'm telling people to make their moves. I don't know what the hell they got going on. And then at the end of it, you get nothing, and I'm like, what do I... And then I just... I took a cold shower and thought about my heart, real hard about my life and no, where it was.
No, you get a title. Remember if you get did
the... It's a title no. Time waster.
Billy. You get a title if you play a shit ton of Mahjong.
Just like Vegan did.
No, but yeah, that's the problem. I don't know if I have. I have patience, but that's a hefty lot
just
of patience.
Just stream it. It's fine.
Stream it 24 hours. Like, you know, I'd punch. Oh, I can't do that.
That's my gaming against cancer 24 hour stream is just nonstop Mahjong.
Oh my god! Like, if it was for a good cause, yes. If it was, don't.
Oh my god! I'm giving myself a new idea.
Don't PewDiePie me! Don't PewDiePie me! Don't do that.
I'm gonna so do that. I feel like that's gonna be a surprise stream.
Everyone would be surprised.
Do you want to play an ancient Asian Chinese card game?
In a virtual world. With people who don't care for no reward.
It's just like real card games.
Yeah.
You just trivialized every episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Ever. There's like one diehard Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan that just unsubscribed to your podcast.
Yeah, you've just ruined that for everyone. Look, yeah. When they do the Yu-Gi-Oh!
I love me some Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, okay?
I would love the letter that person sends in, like, how dare you? I'm going to send you to the Shadow Realm.
No, it should be, hello, would you like to play a children's card game?
It's card game, yeah. Would you say yes? That's the question. Okay.
That took 5 minutes.
Five minutes
remaining.
I played a little bit of Mahjong, but I was just chilling.
I tried it, but I remember so.
And then I remembered I was a wee bit on the lopside.
You got a Rishi. What is it? Rishi. I haven't played a lot. Rishi. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't remember if it's like matching or going in sequential order. It's something.
I'm really glad I took the podcast in this direction.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's moving around. We're surprised we're not.
Yeah. I mean, have you looked at their show notes?
To be fair, I listened to a load of shows and went, "Ah, thank God for that." There's none of the anxiety. That's a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, the anxiety.
By the way, I'm at KoopoCon this Saturday, so if you're in London, come say hi, be Koopat.
I love how you're enticing people. Listen, I'm going to be at KoopoCon, but I want you to come say hi to me, and the only reason is because I'm wearing a shit hat. So I need you, not She-Hills, I take a literal hoop hat. But also, it's a good way to find you.
Also, I found out there's an ad.
Yeah, we've got a pack of chicken. Here we go.
Chicken and shit hats.
I'm surprised you... Please take selfies of you eating chicken in the shit hat, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to the Japanese got a Wagamama.
A what?
A Wagamama.
A Wagamama?
Yeah. Soho in London.
I feel like Wagamama is what like you call your Asian girlfriend when she's like super hot. Like,
it's delicious. Like, it's expensive, but it's so good.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is.
For anyone who doesn't know what Wagamama is. Look at those happy butts.
He's not lying. They're so happy. Wait, like, I love this. My thing when it popped up said, not in Great Britain. It looks like you're in the USA. Would you like to visit the Wagamama? Oh, there's a US website. Is there one here? Am I going to be greeted with butts? Wait a minute, is it the same people? I got butts again.
International butt noodles.
Yeah. I
don't want to be that guy, but when you watch the video on their website, there is a very cute Asian lady with a pixie haircut that's got blonde hair, and so I was like, that's a Wagamama.
So this is a game of find Wagamama. There she is.
Yeah, find Wagamama. It's like Cooking Mama, except you're trying to get a number.
I can't wait for the book version.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. In the UK, it's Where's Wally?
Yeah, we don't have a Waldo. Personal confessions here.
What is your roof sit on? I don't have a Waldo.
Oh.
Welcome to the high quality jokes of Moogle.
I mean, to be fair, at least we're giving more content than they did at Trial. Secret. Ultimate. Secret.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Everything was a secret. Like, the best part of that was when Hakutaro came out and then left. He was like, fucking, how long is this? And he's like, well, I'm just going to do an ultimate transformation. 15 minutes is what you get on my body. I'm just putting my helmet out here.
Yeah,
good. I love him. Like, he's the most, like, trolliest motherfucker ever. And I love that Square keeps him around. Like, I'm surprised Square isn't like, you need to, like, chill your shit. And he's like, I gave you butts, and that shit sold well. So, we all know it sells. It's butts.
It's
well,
true.
Otherwise, Wagamamas wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
That's true.
See, we connected it.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to close the loop. That's got nothing to do with bots.
Yeah.
I mean, Fantasy 14 doesn't have bots, so that's...
I mean, I could close a couple of loops, but you know.
You gotta close a loop that has nothing to do with bots. I'm pretty sure we can make it about bots.
No, I'm trying.
I mean, we wish Fantasy 14 had bots.
I mean, it's 2019.
Because that would... Yeah. You've got to say it's 2018, no, it's 2019, love.
No, and it's nearly over.
Yeah. It's almost 2020,
Yeah.
Oh, God, Kanye is going to be running for president.
Sweet.
Who?
Kanye.
In 2020, run for president.
He hasn't done anything to start running.
Well, no, he said it in, like, one clip. Yeah, I would have voted for that, though. Yeah.
He's said a lot of things, Kanye. And the fact that he hasn't delivered on them actually kind of makes me worried about his presidency.
He's got a great chance.
Yeah.
I mean, if Trump can be president, even I can be.
I mean, hell, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he wanted to try.
Hell yeah, The Rock, fuck
and,
yeah. Let's
go for and it. I was going to say, more people like The Rock anyway, and I feel like that would actually be more of a, that'd be a higher chance.
But if he goes into politics, we will no longer be able to smell what The Rock is cooking.
No, we will always. Unless we talk about all his moves for the longest time have been about this, ever since WWE. The people's elbow, come on.
The Rock Bottom. Oh, here we go, boys.
Yeah, you know, it's got my vote.
What if
warm?
What if
apple
instead
pie.
Of smelling what the Rock is cooking, we can look at right, have the dollar bills have a picture of him,
and they actually smell like the Rock, and then we know what the Rock is smelling.
Like Canadian money smells like maple syrup. Like our money just smells like barbecue or some shit.
Hell yeah! No, it smells of Samoan.
I hate to say it, but in America, if you're money sounded like your money, you would just end up being just go around trying it.
Was that because people are rolling it up and snorting barbecue sauce? Like we would do coke, you guys are just doing lines of barbecue sauce.
Don't make fun of our people. Oh well, I'm Hispanic, so
don't make fun of our people. Well, I'm Hispanic. I don't know why I'm defending them.
Yeah, go ahead, fucking make fun of them. All right, okay. I'm over here.
You have really cool view.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, which one? Don't say Disney. That wasn't my people.
Something I've got an Ito. Was it got a cousin? Ito?
Move it around.
I have a cousin named Ito. That's words.
He found Texas. She got that good texture.
Inhales.
Butt
Slider, please. Well, Butt Slider was in... Old Final Fantasy
and
14.
Barbecue, Talents from Texas and barbecue is a big deal. Yeah, barbecue in Texas is good though.
Yeah.
I remember when I stayed in Texas 4 months.
Whoa, what?
Wait, what? Texas
4 months? Holy shit. Chili fact.
That's where Texas chili came from. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, I turned 18.
Wait, Chili, can you connect the dots for me? Why were you in Texas?
Political refugee.
No, I was for the work that's in Texas.
Uh-huh. So they shipped you in to, like, build a church?
No, they were building
a Wagamama's.
Like, Chili goes to the people of Scarborough, all right, I'm going to a third world country to go help them raise a parents. I'll be back in a couple of months. What third world country? Texas. Checks out.
Oh, yeah. Legit. No.
Seagull's giving him his blessing. Seagull sent him there, it's fine.
They're head of IT, which he...
uh-huh.
That field. I was just saying, faction.
The IT faction, of course.
Beach tribe.
Yeah.
He goes on holiday every year for a few months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
So they normally get a local student to come in. The understudy for the head takes... But because mm-hmm. he'd known me for so long, he asked if I wanted to fly over to Texas to stay with him and be the understudy.
That's dope.
Yeah. That stunned everyone into silence.
Yeah. I was shocked.
And they're like, oh, there's not many hurricanes this year. It's great. I'm like, oh, swear.
How many's not many? Because we don't have any.
We don't have any over here, Chile.
Yeah.
We're good.
Well, Chile
as I was about to fly over, Hurricane Katrina. I was like, that's great.
No, I'm not... I, The asshole in me says, go clip out that, like, hey, Hurricane Tree. Well, that's great. But might as well just listen to this whole episode, because really it's just one big fucking clip.
So yeah, that's why I was in Texas.
And this is why Final Fantasy XIV 5.1 content is so surprising that we're in a lull. We're in a lull, everybody. We're in a lull. Except FFXIV noob, not a lull. Not a lull.
But yeah, it was great to be there.
We'll get that.
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I'm Full Metal, you can't put me in the lull because I actually do stuff in Final Fantasy. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I do as well. I do, but no, Talon. I was there for October.
Oh, you got to do American Christmas.
Yeah, it was fun.
We did.
I haven't got to do American. Yeah, for Christmas they did a D&D campaign.
Just a little bit.
Nice, a Christmas D&D campaign. That's fucking dope.
Yeah,
what's a little bit of Thanksgiving?
Well, I didn't really celebrate it.
Well, yeah, because we don't. Cause, you know,
yeah, but
if there's food on, surely you eat food.
I was gonna say there's food.
Yeah. Someone somewhere must have been doing food.
Also, I was very scared when they went outside during shoot guns.
How else are you going to get Santa?
Oh my god!
That's where all the presents come from. First one to down Father Christmas gets them all.
It's Christmas. They call that Christmas duck hunt in Texas.
Yeah, that's why I planned it, because I can't. It's why I went to Will.
You went to the state that you went from the barbecue state to the state known for cheese.
They then I went to Vegas. So.
Went to Vegas for the best hookers, you know, barbecue cheese and then hookers at the end.
Barbecue cheese hookers are the best.
But yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's my favorite crisp is barbecue cheese.
My only problem is the fishy aftertaste afterwards. Yeah, Talon will be on in a few weeks if we haven't scared him off.
I was going to say he was going to be on.
I hope somebody draws a bag of barbecue cheese hoodies.
That's going to be a fucking emote. I'm sorry, I'm going to try and make that now.
Yeah, we need emotes. Literally, don't we have this? It doesn't even make sense for our brand.
Yeah, it was just that I had time to put together.
What's up, UK tropes? Just look at me. I like tea. I've got bad tea.
Same.
I eat crumpets.
Ditto.
Same.
There we go.
Walking cliches. Although I don't walk.
Same.
So one of them is just going to be a tea sipping Moogle.
Oh, that'd be.
If anyone can do this for us, please.
I will pay you money.
I'll pay you money.
looks at the wallet.
Paul will give you sexual favors, but Chili will give you.
Yeah, if you're in town and you want a sexual favor, and you can find me up.
Sexual favors for a bag of barbecue cheese hookers. That's what we've come to.
Yeah.
Walkers, can we have those as a flavor?
I want to see Gary Lineker advertising barbecue cheese hookers.
The fishy aftertaste.
He's just in a strip joint. I can see it now. He's just in a strip joint washing the football.
Oh, yeah, he's in a strip joint. And there's like a little barbecue pit in the back, and all the hookers have like cheese string bras.
No, hold on.
Starts eating one out, just like, okay, here we go.
Even better.
She leans down, he's and in then he goes to eat, and then he pulls the crisp, and you hear a crunch.
I was going to say, or you have like the girls dancing, and then he's just sitting there, and all you keep hearing is loud crunching, and everybody just turns around. And he's like, what? Barbecue cheese hookers.
That's the slogan. What? That's barbecue cheesehookers.
Cheese hookers. What?
I like movie come on.
like barbecue cheesehookers, and he winks at the camera. They're saucy. Like in a fucking like.
Please don't sue us, Gary Lineker.
Because you know he listens.
He's an avid listener.
Yeah.
Hell on Twitter.
Whatever happened to Tony Skingle? Did he ever call him?
Oh, yeah.
Sent
him out recently.
Susan says hi, bud.
Yay. She's in Boston.
Boston.
Yeah. I'll be in Indiana soon, so.
I'll be in a...
Susan's like, hi, Tony Skingle. NDR Chili is a nice man, and it would delight him greatly if you followed his Twitter account, liked by RV Ale.
I know this has nothing to, I mean, it has everything to do with your show, but nothing to do with Final Fantasy XIV. But can we tell Rob about, of like, Tony Skingle and how that came about?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. You can.
I'm all it.
Alright, Tony Skingle is a, is he an Elvis impersonator?
Yeah.
Well, he stole someone's act.
That's right. He stole somebody else's Elvis impersonator act.
So he's an even Elvis better. Impersonator impersonator.
Yes. And he did a better job than that guy, and he stole So he was doing a show in Scarborough, and I love his name. And I can't remember, is he Asian as well? Like, I can't remember if he's also Asian.
But his world tour was Scarborough.
That's right, his world tour consisted of just Scarborough.
Is there anywhere else?
And I said I wanted nothing
Tony
more.
Tony Skingle is Elvis, the Elvis for Everyone world tour. Date, 28th of July. Location, Scarborough.
I wanted so bad to have Chili get an interview with this guy, not knowing what like Moogle Go Round was, but play it off that
oh
he was
God,
a
Oh my God, looks like he's coming
fan.
He's coming back in December.
Is he?
We're going, boys, we're going.
Chili, I need you to lock that in. Like, I don't know what we have to do, but can we get an interview with Tony Skingle? Like, I'll pretend, like, listen, I can do radio voice and everything, and...
Okay, I found it. Okay, scarboroughspa.co.uk, right? After his sold-out summer show, Tony Skingle...
Oh my
back.
God, it's sold out!
That one date.
All enjoy... the elderly ladies in Scarborough.
Enjoy one of the country's most natural Elvis impersonators.
I would listen, Chili. I can roll right up here and be like, "Welcome everybody to Moogle Go Round Radio. Today we have special guest Tony Skingle, the Elvis impersonator you truly love here from Scarborough. Tony, tell us how you did it. I guarantee we can get that man to believe that this is a legitimate thing."
Wait, we're not a legitimate thing. Feels bad, man.
Okay, tickets.
Not to Tony Skingle.
Tickets have gone on sale now.
I have a camera.
Next week, if they're still going on
sale. We got this.
Next week, if they're still on sale and I've got money, I'm going to buy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, remember Chinese Elvis in Scarborough?
Oh, that's right. There is Chinese. That's why I was getting the two confused. There's Chinese Elvis.
It's the Elvis capital of the world. We've got Tony Skingle and Chinese.
You just does what it says on the tin. What more do you need?
I feel like Scarborough is its own special place. Like it does. Like I really do believe, Chili, you have to get walk through a magical wardrobe to even get there.
Well, one day like, you'll that's why
I know. And then once I get there, I'm gonna have to talk to Mr. Tumnus to find my way to you.
It's Mr. Tumnus.
Jazz festival.
Oh, that's cool.
Should we go dancing, Chili?
Chili just walking around with like a mixed cocktail in his hand, walking up to ladies like, "Hi, do you want to play? Hello, do you want to play a children's card game?"
Look at my poo hat.
Look at. can dating with Chili be a thing? Because I would also watch that live on Twitch. Dating with Chili. Look at my poo hat. Would you like to play children's card game?
Is that a ball?
I mean, we could probably make that happen. We still got to do a live from King Nando's.
Yeah. How many people can you get into a Nando's? Like,
quite a lot.
Rob, would you show up to a Nando's to do
it? I would totally show up to a Nando's. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we want to get like all of our pods, some other things, and just do a live Nando's. I just want to book out an entire Nando's.
I want so bad to Nando's to be like, are they just eating chicken on camera? Yep.
And we could title it, Man Eating Chicken.
Yeah.
Like, and men I say, eating chicken.
We don't want
That's
it.
Very true.
Because we got, yeah, you like, don't want it. We have Susan.
You don't, you'll piss off a lot of the internet. How dare
you gender gender like caveman gender
bias. We shouldn't say people in case. It should be folk.
Ah, yes, the wee folk.
No, even better, comrade, because...
Oh, comrade!
Chicken comrade, welcome to Chicken Comrade. What can I get you?
Yes.
Oh my God, I hope that's...
Beauty comrade.
Also, the new music album's out for fan stuff.
What? Did you pitch something that was Final Fantasy XIV related so fast? Yeah, no one, like, anybody listening to this is like, did Chili just say something about Final Fantasy XIV music? Yeah, well, we'll check it out later, I guess. Just leave it up.
There we go. So, Rob, is there anything you want to talk about?
To be fair, I think we covered it. I think once we hit barbecue cheese hookers, all of my show notes are now covered. I've ticked them all off.
Well, I'm happy Moogle will go around.
It let me know about things I didn't know I was missing in my life.
And that's what Moogle...
Yeah.
If we don't make people up, then... Hello, Brenda.
How's it going, Brenda?
I'm so glad my fever dream still lives on. Yeah. I wonder if I can get taxes off, Brenda.
Well, if you live in North, there's actually going to be PAX.
Yeah, that's our other brother, and we've got Moogles Down Under down there. they're mining chilies other halves.
Moogle around the other way.
It's a bunch of females.
Gender bent chili would be fantastic.
Still has a poo hat.
Of course, he has a poo hat.
Would you like to play a children's card game? Look at my poo hat.
Instead of freaking people out, they'll be turning people on by sex.
Anyway, there'll be a battle challenge at the event where you can challenge Hayden Prime. You can also probably get a t-shirt on like FanFest.
You got an IB in the Prime team.
I can beat anything.
If you're new to the game and try it out for the first time, they'll be doing. And anyone who does it will get a free.
What?
Free starter edition.
Not in Australia though, because they don't.
When I had to take pics.
It's okay. Don't Chili. Don't talk to your former. Essentially jail.
Jail. Okay.
That's a.
Wait. Where was it? Where?
Australia.
Australia. Where?
Okay. Then yeah, your jail. Your former jail. Yeah, that's where you ship. That's where you shipped everybody you didn't like. You guys stay here now.
Have fun.
It's just Chili on a boat. Have fun. I just leaves in a children's car.
I'm sorry, we've scared like Rob off being on any future podcast.
I'm already putting dates in my diary. It's like I've come home.
Yay.
Oh, that's great.
Summon me back. Rob's here talking about spoon board. Great cheese hookers. I'm just rolling through the show. So
let's wrap up now. 20 minutes of wrapping up.
Okay.
That's literally what we're doing.
I mean, to be fair, you should always wrap up with your tasty...
If you're going to wrap anything.
You got to wrap it before you snack it. Tasty cheese hookers. literally just sell them. Wait for Twitch to email all of us and be like, you're not allowed anywhere in this platform anymore.
All of you abandoned.
All of you.
Google go around, go.
Yeah, it is true.
And then we'll just go to Mixer and be the most popular thing there because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as none of us have had nip slips, we're fine.
I've had chair slips.
That's true. That's true. That is fucking true.
Not even an hour into the 24-hour stream. Already injured with a concussion and bleeding. Like, yeah!
Genius. Yep.
And then he tried to raid one.
Concussed, yeah.
That's hardcore.
Dedicated, I'm dedicated.
And it was he was dedicated to his, like, hangout chill group.
That was one night. Was quite funny. Even the nurse was really confused at what the fuck I was doing, but still funny.
So you were playing. Yes.
Yeah.
You're sitting in your chair. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And then your chair broke. Uh huh. And then you hit your head on your desk. Uh huh. But you're also bleeding. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kept going.
By clear E1S.
Shit! This man is brain damaged.
Oh, too far. I want to be spoiled.
All turns to the nurse. Would you like to play a children's card game?
I thought we'd know my dying fucking
yes,
bit.
I've got my deck right.
I'm thinking Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Like...
Talking about funny bros. I'll still never forget. I was going to my mates. I thought, I'll go to the takeaway and get food. So they had like a burger in a case.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, okay. Sorry, we're out of eggs. Do you mind going buy them? So
what?
They gave me money to go to the store next door to buy eggs, to walk across, to go back in for them to cook the takeaway ordered.
Nice.
Did they give you like a discount or throw in like something like extra? No, like here's like here's
price.
It was like I would at least throw in like, hey, listen, I gave you some potatoes or something, like some like something or something on the side, like chips, something.
Nope, I had to go next door to buy the food that they then cooked for.
I bet Tony Skingle never has to put up with that.
No, Tony, Tony's the finest.
Slamming McDonald's Big Macs.
By the way, if you live in America, well, by the time this goes live, you too can get free.
Yeah, maybe, depending on. You'd have to order McDonald's every day for the next couple of days just to try to get some whatever.
No, you get them today.
Oh, just today?
Yeah. If you order...
Hell, better order a Big Mac.
If you spend over $10, you get it delivered.
That's easy enough at McDonald's, I think, especially at Uber. I feel like things are...
Uber.
That's Uber.
If you spend over so much... Anyway, we're not promoting go to McDonald's.
Although I'm getting hungry now.
Same.
But yeah, three socks and slippers with your food.
Socks and slippers with your food.
Ultimate old man burger.
Oh, I now want a pair of socks.
I kind of want Rob to record that ultimate old man burger.
Anyway, I need to go AFK for a second because of all the laughter. Paul, do you mind taking over for?
I've got it right.
Don't let go.
So, I can't remember. Were we wrapping up or were we just carrying on?
We were wrapping up.
So we were wrapping up. So, I didn't actually watch the live letter. I was asleep.
Done. Line under.
Done. No, we're all going to go to bed. Job done. But, I guess we'll just do shout-outs, I think, while we wait for Chili, and Chili can go last. So... Rob, do you have any shout-out?
I think the only shout-out for me, I want to shout out the community because I think it's a sappy sort of cop-out, but this is the first time I've healed in an MMO and it's the first time I've tanked in an MMO, and I think the community as a whole is very, very supportive and forgiving of mistakes and generally encourages people to go, and it's given me a lot of confidence. So anyone who's sort of followed my Twitter, commented on my Twitter, some of you are in chat, shout outs to you guys, Talon, for example. It's always really great to have good people around you. But I just think in general, we've got a very healthy, supportive community, and it makes it really easy for new and returning players to sort of find their place again. Yeah. And also barbecue cheese hookers.
I don't know if I want that as an emote. I don't know how I would do it.
More talented people must know how. I couldn't begin to start.
But also get away with it with Twitch.
Yeah. Well, all you need is BCH.
BCH. Then we'll know what that means.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
So we're doing. We're wrapping up. Thanks for joining us.
I think so.
Hopefully, we didn't put you off the. Maybe we're telling.
Absolutely not. I've had the best time. Thank you, guys. It's been great.
I'm happy you could catch up on your.
I shall keep tweeting. Generally, if the tweets go quiet, it's because I'm actually playing a lot. And if there's loads of tweets, it's because it's a day where I'm stuck on a train somewhere.
God damn transport!
Yo, it's me, your boy. You can watch me over at twitch.tv/maelstromradio. That's not dead because I stream there. That is the thing that does happen. I do stream. Just because the show is not there doesn't mean I'm not playing video games. But you can catch me streaming WoW Classic. I'm teaching people how to play like Chili. He thinks everything's a bore. That's pretty funny.
I still think get the tram to the other place.
That's right. That's right. And you take the deep tram and you're like, what? It's like you gotta go to Ironforge. Okay. Chili made a friend and he makes a friend along the way. great. So Classic's going well. Streaming over there, and then Maelstrom Radio had some talks today about the future of Maelstrom Radio. It's not dying. It is a thing that will continue.
Very sad.
It's going to be retooled. It's going to be retooled for the better. It's going to be a tighter show. We're gonna put out more content. It's actually something. It allows us to do a tighter show and actually put out more content. And have bigger guests on and still have our friends on, and we could talk about pretty much anything, which is what we wanted to do, because we feel like our show is, you know, conducive of being able to talk about other shows or other MMOs and game design and stuff like that. We want to bring that out because, you know, Shin and I are old and we play a lot of video games, so we're not just Final Fantasy 14 players. We got a lot of stuff.
They were big Final Fantasy 4 players. That's what the if you don't know, Tony, if you guys don't know Maelstrom Radio, they were a whole Final Fantasy 14 podcast. And my own mother used to watch.
It's true.
Until they stopped actually posting.
Yeah, that happened.
Actual episodes.
To be fair.
And actually watches She-Hulk's Zoe Tank.
I love that he's doing this, but to be fair, we did stop for mental health reasons. Honestly, the fact, and I will always say this, the fact that Shin and I took that break is probably better off for the show and for us. And I don't think any person in this community would ever shame either of us for not putting out content in lieu of our mental health. And I think that was far more important for both of us. So,
but no, because I can.
But we miss your mom. Your mom's dope as shit. Like, your mom, I answered your mom's.
Yeah, we had that whole episode of looking at my phone with all these questions from my mother.
Yeah, I will be glad. I'll invite your mom on the show. Or back. I will gladly invite your mom on. So, but look out for stuff. Like, Shin's interested in a little MMO called Chronicles of Illyria, which is an MMO based in more factual, like, medieval times, and your MMO subscription plays out your whole life, and then when you die, that's when you pay for a new subscription. So, and that's a thing. That's that game.
I have to pay for a whole new description if I die?
Yeah, you have a lineage.
I'm playing that game. That's too much money.
No, you have a lineage. So how it works is that when your character dies, your child, your heir, takes over, and it gets all your skills. And then you continue your life, and then you pay. That's when you pay your next subscription. So they said a subscription lasts about, yeah, a subscription, like a $15 subscription, lasts about, I think they said 3 months. That's how long a lifespan is about 3 months, and then you'll move on to your next Chronicles of Valyria.
And you keep all your skills, so you end up as a really swole baby.
Yeah, you Benjamin Button, and.
I can't wait. And then you're like, your ninth generation, and just mastering.
You're essentially just a fetus with a bastard sword. And then I'm trying to work out some things with a little company. That's
but remember, I did call that if you do any episodes about Dragon Age, I must be
sure. You know we will. We'll talk about it. What?
Which one?
Chronicles. Yeah. Chronicles or Pantheon Rise of the Fallen? Now, Chili, you'd be interested in Pantheon Rise of the Fallen because it's an older, like, style MMO a little bit. Like, the concept behind it, like, you require a party to do.
But I'm looking.
There's some cool games coming up on the horizon that I want to take a look at. And they're doing some really interesting. They're made from smaller companies doing some really interesting things and looking at the classic versions of MMOs and why they were so popular and what made those really special. And they want a lot of new MMOs that are coming up on the horizon that are not, you know, Korean-based MMOs, a lot of the Western-developed ones. They are really looking at how to recapture that classic feel with newer graphics and some newer parts of current MMOs. And I think that's super interesting. And I might be doing an MMO, you know, Maelstrom Radio special episode about intrinsic, extrinsic, and MMO classic. Like, let's look for that shit out on the horizon. It's coming. Yeah, it's all in the works. But shout out to my boy, Shin. Shout out to Susan Sprinkle, who's having drinks in Boston. Shout out to Paul and Chili, because they're dope. Shout out to FFXIV Noob Rob for allowing, not saying no. She's like, he'll just come in and be like, well, all right, just went with it.
Thank you very much.
This guy just showed up.
I'm happy that happens though, because it's so like sporadic. You don't know what the guests are gonna do. I think that's good. Like, we'll just have our third host randomly like peering every now and then. You know, it happens.
And I do want to absolutely give a shout out to the Final Fantasy 14 community and the people that have been responding to my tweets and stuff. Like, you know, a lot of you, this is your first MMO. So I will always say this, and I implore every MMO player,
expand, try out new things. It doesn't hurt to try out a new game, and it doesn't mean that you have to leave your old one. But it is good to see what else is out there to kind of broaden your perspective on what an MMO is and can be. So, and that's why I've played 40 plus MMOs in my life. Some would say I've had no life. I would say that I've done a lot of study. So,
you have had many lives.
I've had many lives. All of them with bastard swords and so. Thank you guys. What are we talking about again?
No, we were wrapping up at some point.
All right. Barbecue cheese hookers. Yeah. I've just been fucking fisting barbecue cheese hookers in my... What?
Actually, I've actually been meaning to talk with Flatus and Chili about something. Because I know they have Gears of War 5.
On air or...
Yeah, no, this is on air. This is for people like, on the stream and in the episode. Do you guys want us to actually play through the campaign? Because I think the three of us playing that would just be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, because I haven't beaten it.
Yeah, I haven't personally started it. I started like chapter one, and that's it.
Okay. How many people can you play through the campaign?
Three.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just want to play it on the hardest mode available.
No.
No. So we actually play on like play the story and actually enjoy it and just have fun.
Yeah, I
think that like it is up to you guys. We might put this on Twitter or as well. Just, you know, if you guys want to see that.
I would watch that. That sounds awesome.
Of us probably screaming and just trying not to die. Because I know they have it, because they got it for cheap, because they pay for, was it like $2, £2 on the Xbox Live Microsoft thing?
Yeah.
I went ahead on Steam and bought it full price. Well, I didn't buy it. Someone got it for me. Still full price for them.
Man, someone just responded to moving around tweet because I put Robbie in on. And someone said, so lucky.
So lucky?
Poor them. They don't know.
I am like 20 years older than I was earlier. Like 20 years earlier, about.
I've aged.
yes.
Borderlands 3 streams any indication. Yeah.
Rob, coming here is like walking to the Fey realm. The time moves differently for humans, but when you leave, it's like you're going back. It's the same year, but you're actually just older.
It'll catch us up with you in one go.
Yeah.
Like going to Scarborough.
Elvis.
I use some of the magic of Scarborough.
Yeah, you know. The magic of the seagulls. The tiny. I still love those episodes where it was like, oh, we're on Google Maps and we're
the whole tour of Scarborough.
Fucking Dover. The Scarborough. Small houses and seagulls. Dover. The fuck is this D&D? Yeah, Flatus there as well. Because I think that was probably one of the best episodes. And then we still need to get Flatus to do his.
Doing tours of your cities.
No, your city.
Oh, my city. My city's big, but okay, we can do it.
Well, you don't have to do the whole city.
But I kind of want to take you. I'll just pick select parts and say.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll see some shit.
That'll be coming up in a future episode of Moogle Go Around.
Maybe
we'll do it as a hype for Christmas special.
A hype Christmas special. Do we just want like this Christmas, this Christmas stream? We'll just get like just a bunch of just older guests from the year. Just get them on, get them drunk.
Well, isn't that what we do anyway?
Yeah, that's what we do every year. Sure.
Rob, you're welcome to come on for Drunken Christmas.
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
Awesome. Well, I'm doing Drunken Thursday at the moment, so that's ace. Or it was Thursday. I think it's now Friday.
And just like that, you've time traveled thanks to Moogle Go Round.
It's the magic of Moogle Go Round.
Yeah.
Time travel.
What? Other temporal disturbances are available.
Hey, time travel. Maelstrom Radio is looking for fucking sponsors. If you want that, hit me up.
Not sponsored, by the way. Fucking hell.
Time travel just weed, Chili?
In Chili's case, yeah. Look what happened to him in America.
I don't take full responsibility for what happened to Chili in America.
Chili walked away and met a man.
That's what he does in like games, and now he does it in real life.
I met someone. They said, "Have this." I'm like, "Okay."
Hey, try this. And Chili, okay.
Try this. Just like downs like a fucking keg of fucking acid. Like, okay, Chili.
Do you want to play children's card?
We never met that guy that gave me drugs again. Remember those ladies that dressed as cat girls I got pictures with?
Thanks for coming to Moolg Around, everybody. It's been a fun couple of years.
I'm just waiting for Twitch staff to pop up and be like, what the fuck?
Catch you on Mixer.
Anyway, so Paul, do you want to do your shout-outs?
Well, exactly. Whoever's dying in Flat Earth, I think Flat Earth is like killing something. Could be a bat. But yeah, big shout-out to obviously Flat Earth for coming on randomly, because that's what we do. We don't plan for this stuff. Honestly, we don't. Big thank you to our guest, Final Fantasy XIV Noob, a.k.a. Rob.
Thank you.
Though I put the abbreviation on it. It's been fun talking. This has probably been one of the greatest episodes. We do have a nice list of episodes that are usually our greatest. This one will go down the list. It will be there. Yeah, thank you to Chili also for... honestly, just thank you to Chili for this entire month. He's the one who's been getting all the guests. I have done fucking nothing. I have just literally turned up. That's it. So, everyone, big round of applause for Chili. Yeah.
I did nothing. I just said on Twitter.
That's more than I did. I didn't do anything.
We got the amazing Rob and Talon. They ran away.
I'm running towards because I'm mentally incompetent.
Welcome to us.
Yay!
Welcome That's to the world.
And yeah, and also, just everyone out there in the Wii community, they're nice people. Unless you had what I had, I think it was like last night, I joined the Sony 77 dungeon? The well? And we had a 78 Dark Knight that had 290 gear.
I was watching my friend, but he's already level 70 and stuff. And he's got like 260. Like, I'm like, you know what? I just went to the market.
Please, put this gear on.
Even I've got better gear than that.
Yeah.
Great. So, Chili, now it's your turn for shout-out.
I want to shout-out to Zero. You contacted me just now saying they can't find us. Look, one day we'll work out how to make and then we'll have an iTunes.
It's like, it's not letting me, like, at this point, I just want to delete the iTunes account just so we can just put it all back up again.
One day,
we'll have it work. It's just not been working.
Maybe Gladys can help us. But until then, one day.
Until then, one day.
A shout-out to Spike and actually getting, like, 50 downloads.
Woo! That's really good.
Thank you so much to everyone that comes to listen live from Twitter and Radio. Like the amazing talent here right now. And then we've got Mocha Jones. Shoy, who I always like saying. And I don't know if it's a bot or not, but I want to say his name anyway. Conky. So
Conky's the robot from East Point.
It is. But thank you. And seriously, thank you, Rob. No, there's Shoy.
Hey, summoning is bad. Don't use crystals. Don't touch crystals, kid. Entirely welcome, guys. I've had a brilliant time. I'll be happy to come back anytime you want a drunken Englishman, because, you know, you haven't got any of those.
Oh, yeah, because those are so...
Yeah, they're so hard to find.
So until next time, which will be episode 80...
Which is weird coming after 180.
I know, we've got we time travel.
Sponsored by time travel.
I was sponsored by time travel.
Benjamin Button. Moving on to the Benjamin Button of Final Fantasy XIV.
And what are snacks you mentioned earlier? We mentioned cheesy barbecue.
Barbecue cheese hookers. Barbecue cheese
It's early on the Friday now.
It's hookers with cheese string bras covered in sauce.
Obvs.
See barbecue.
I am nature's best.
That's Taco Bell here in the States.
Also, if you know anyone that is an Alvaro upcoming artist who wants to do some art for us, maybe.
I'll pay you money.
Getting content on Twitter, you know, we need some other, we need a new email other than
this
cash I came up with. It's not even what I came up with. So.
I would like a chicken email.
Yeah, or a Google, either one.
Just get a picture of a chicken.
Those are really rare.
Yeah. Of course, a rare Scarborough chicken.
Look, If we had chickens here, they'd be eaten by the seagulls.
It's true. Oh, there is a chicken emote.
There we go.
You should have a seagull. Eating a seagull emote is what you need.
Also, thanks to Jeff, the drunk seagull, for being...
Yeah.
So until next time, that was us. And we said words. Sometimes, occasionally. But until then, bye, I guess.
Yeah, bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Remember, KubaCon.